Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Technology correspondent Jess Kelly, the legend that is Jess Kelly, a fellow now, joins us on the line. Good morning, Jess.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad. It's been a mixed week for Microsoft, one of the world's biggest companies. Quite a few of their services fell over yesterday. I used DuckDuckGo and that simply didn't work yesterday.
Yeah, it's funny. A whole host of services were down for just under 8 hours yesterday. And there was a lot of scratching of the heads as to why, because it wasn't just Microsoft services or services. There was the Copilot, there was DuckDuckGo, there was ChatGPT, and then there was other aspects as well. And it seems to be linked to Bing's API. So that interface was completely down. That programming interface was completely down. And it caused this domino effect of services to go down that rely on that application. Mm. Thankfully, it was all brought back up, but it just was another sort of blip in the week that was for Microsoft.
Yeah, tell us about what how important it is for Copilot, because that's the bright shining star for Microsoft going forward, isn't it?
It is. So for those who don't know, Copilot is their take on artificial intelligence. And earlier in the week, we saw Microsoft Build take place. It was this gorgeous, incredible presentation. You heard from executives at the company outlining their vision. And one of the key wow moments was the launch of what's called Copilot Plus. So this is a new, specifically designed laptop that has Copilot ingrained and intertwined with Windows 11. It's a special version of Windows 11 that's optimized to try and make your work that bit easier. Satya Nadella said that, you know, AI is going to lower the ground so everybody can get involved, but also heighten the ceiling in terms of what we can achieve. And it was an incredible vision. So, for example, if you're someone who works, does your daily job from a device that runs Windows, you will be able to utilize AI to kind of create your own database. It'll be able to go through your files and find the relevant information. It'll be able to understand your turns of phrase, your ways of working, and actually be a useful assistant in your day-to-day job.
Mm. Now, staying with AI of sorts, there's a product called Recall, and it's used in Windows 11. It might be in legal hot water already.
Yes, and this is part of those processes that I just...
Oh dear, Jess, have we lost you? Oh, Jess has gone very quiet there. But Recall it's part of the Windows 11 feature, which is kind of the operating system for Microsoft, while we try to get Jess back there. There are plenty of opinions about it, and the worries expressed widely online are focused on how this feature may affect privacy for those who have it, which won't be all Windows 11 users. Jess, you're back with us, I believe. Well, she's not back with us, unfortunately. There is an issue about whether the privacy will be impacted by this Recall feature. Now, as you know, AI requires huge data sets and needs to grab information from all over the place, from text sources, but also video and audio sources that are transferred into text. As a result, people wonder that whether private emails, text messages and all that kind of thing are being soaked up to be used in the language models of Recall. Jess, are you back with us?
I am. Apologies about that. As you were saying there, the Recall feature, Microsoft have stressed the security and privacy aspect of this, but there is concerns, particularly in the UK at the moment, about the nature of the screenshots. So say if you're working on confidential banking information, or perhaps you're using your device for personal reasons, do you always know and have control over when and why those screenshots are being taken? As I said, Microsoft have stressed the security and privacy aspect of things, but they may need to now make tweaks to ensure that it is as transparent as possible.
Is it just a coincidence that all these things happened in the same week for Microsoft?
You know what? It's kind of, you could be skeptical and just say it's Sod's Law or Murphy's Law or one of those laws, but these things do happen. We're seeing more and more of these big tech outages. Meta has had quite a few in the last number of months, never mind the last number of years. So it is unfortunate timing. But as an optimist, I would say that it's an exciting time for tech fans, because what Microsoft has now done is really put it up to Apple in terms of the PC and Mac innovation battle. Microsoft seems to be edging ahead in terms of the artificial intelligence. And that now makes me excited to see what Mac comes down the tracks with at the next launch.
Are you going to London for the Champions Cup final by any chance, Jess?
Unfortunately not. Are you?
I am not on this occasion, but no. I have a weekend away, so I can't go on this occasion. I have a lovely weekend, Jess. I hope we get the result on Saturday afternoon. That's Jess Kelly, and you can hear more from Jess on Tech Talk on Saturdays at 5 p.m. and whenever you want on the News Talk app powered by GoLab. Go loud.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.